The Dangers of Impatience. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A report in the Washington Post says Vice President Pence is taking a hard line on North Korea, that it must abandon its nuclear programs without any promise of direct negotiations. And this man is worried.
Secretary Pence and others have said the era of strategic patience is over, and they're implying that there's a completely new policy. More pressure, more sanctions. We've done that. It didn't work.
Philip Yun runs the Plowshares Fund. He is all about getting rid of nukes. But threats, he says, won't work, and the reason is simple.
When I talk with the North Koreans, they keep on saying, how is it that the United States, the most powerful country that has ever existed, is so afraid of a tiny little country in Northeast Asia? Yeah. And I said, well, it's because of your provocative behavior and how you do all of this. And they said, well, you know, we have more reason to be afraid of you than you have from us.
Which is why he says Kim Jong-un will never abandon his nukes. And as for us launching an attack, well, we'd win. But the catch is that North Korea has been producing a 17-pound ball of plutonium every 2 months.
We're talking about a grapefruit size of plutonium or highly enriched uranium that's easily smuggled out.
And if the regime falls, the smugglers won't waste any time.
What happens is that if that grapefruit size of material leaves, chances are, I'd say, 95%, 100%, that it will explode somewhere in the United States, Europe, or Israel.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.